Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, Already in Progress.
Just think. Before Jesus came on the scene, every human being in this room, including me, was under a generational curse. There's no such thing as pure people. Just like I've said so many times, there's only one thing wrong with this earth, and it's a bunch of rotten people. And that's you and me. Is that right? We're rotten. I mean, I just told you the rottenest thing I think I ever done in my life. I'm so ashamed that I did that, but I didn't know. I killed a child. You can't get no worse than that. But thank God for His mercy, right? Some of you, I would not ever dare ask anybody to share with me, but some of you may have been guilty of the same thing. You may have killed a child yourself. But thank God for Jesus. Every one of us, every human being on the face of the earth, I don't care who you are, if you are born on this earth, there's something, some sin somewhere that puts you under a generational curse. And if you're not under, if you don't know that the generational curse, you and your family will be sick and have the problems because this curse that David was spoken on King David, the Lord told David that the sword will never depart from your house because of what you've done. Is that quite a consequence to pay? Let's see what this curse talks about. Let's go on down. Let Cheryl read a little bit more. Read on, honey.
Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house.
Wait a minute. Behold, I, the Lord, will do what? People say, God, it's impossible for God to do evil. What did He just say?
I will raise up evil.
I will raise up evil. You know, the thing about it is, when you read the book, you need to read the book. You need to read it with an open heart and an open set of eyes. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house. And I will take your wives before your eyes and give them unto thy...
And he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son.
Okay, now think about this. Without Jesus, which is where so many people are today, even people in the church don't even know this is available. And some of them committed adultery with a woman or a man in the church. Have you ever seen that? Sure, I have too. And they're fighting this fight, and they don't understand why they go off on a business trip. And when they go off on a business trip, their wife goes to town to buy groceries, and she gets raped on the street corner. Have we ever seen that? You ever wonder why these things happen? What caused this story that we're reading here? What caused this to happen? Why did these women, these wives, get raped on the street corners and the housetops? Whose sin caused that? King David's sin. God said, because you did this, I will raise up evil against you in your own house. Did He not? So see, if you don't know how to break a generational curse, you can have that even in your own home today. Your wives and your daughters can be raped as they go to the grocery store, whatever. They can be, different things happen, and it's because of a generational curse. And if people don't know how to break that generational curse and claim what's available through the blood of Jesus, you can suffer and have problems, and your wives and your children will suffer, and there's all kinds of things will happen, and people's out there telling you there's no such thing as a generational curse. A generational curse is broken when you break it by faith in God's Word, trust in Jesus Christ. If you don't do that, that generational curse is going to follow you forever. Now let's go on a little bit further here and let's see what else it said. What's the next thing it said?
For thou didst in secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun.
Just think. You do something in secret. If you're doing a homosexual act with someone in secret, if you're having sex with someone in secret, you're lying to someone in secret, what's God say he's going to do? He's going to do it openly. Everybody's going to know. They're going to be able to see what's going on. What you've done in secret, I will do the same before all Israel to see. Read on.
And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also has put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die.
Okay, and what if God doesn't put away your sin? What happens? You die. What if you, as today, what if you don't come to the Lord and say, Father, in Jesus' name, I committed adultery with somebody. I did this. Or like me, I killed a child when I was a young person. I literally advised that young couple to go ahead and have an abortion. I am a murderer. I'm guilty of murder. And I carried that until I finally come to the point years later that I realized Christ Jesus redeemed me from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13 and 14. So when I claimed Christ redeemed me from the curse, now then I'm free. I'm free. So now all I got to do after I claim that is kick out the devil and say, devil, you have no more legal claim to me. I am a son of God. I'm forgiven. I'm washed in the blood. Now I demand and command you to get out of my life and do not come back. Now then, thank you, Lord, I'm healed, and I'll never do such stupid things as that again. So I am now redeemed by the blood, and I'm not under those laws, and I'm not under those curses no more. I'm free. Somebody said, do you think that's going to work? I said, I guarantee it's going to work because it's written in God's Word. Now then, if I say, I hope it works, I didn't believe it, and it won't work. You can't come to God and try Him. You come to God and you use His Word in faith, 100% knowing His Word cannot fail. Right, Paula?
That's right.
Yeah, so that's exactly. For this young lady that had been sick for
almost 20 years.
She finally started coming here at the request of her friend over here, Miss Betty. And whenever she started coming here and listening to what we're teaching, she got set free and she got healed after being sick for 20 years.
Praise
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, He is absolutely awesome. Okay, verse 14. Let's go to verse 14.
Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die.
Wow. The next verse, what does the next verse say?
And Nathan departed unto his house. And the Lord...
Wait a minute. For those people that say God would never do this, for everybody that says God would never do this, He would never hurt a child, who does it say did this?
The Lord.
The Lord struck the child.
That Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick.
And then the next verse.
David, therefore, besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth.
But he didn't have Jesus. That's the difference. He didn't have the redemption from the curse. He was guilty. What does the next verse say?
And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them.
Read on.
And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died.
Okay, who put all this on this family?
The Lord.
Isn't it amazing that God did it? Now, did the actual scripture literally say, and the Lord did all this?
Yes.
Did it actually say the Lord struck the child with sickness? So when somebody tells you that how cruel it would be for God to do something like that today, they don't know the scripture. I mean, we read it. I tell you what. If you don't want to see your child get sick, and I've seen this probably 1,000 times at least in the last 20 years, children were sick. I had a man come in here the other day with 3 little girls, probably 10 down to 3. He said, I understand. I had never seen him before. And I said, sir, what is your name? He told me. And I said, yeah, I've never seen you here. You've been here before? He says, no, but somebody told me you have a healing ministry. And so I brought my 3 girls out here because I need them to get healed. They're all 3 have asthma and allergy. I said, okay. I said, how long have they had the problem? He said, about 6 months. I've had them to all kinds of doctors, and the doctors can't help them. I said, so where's your wife? Why didn't she come with you today? He said, well, me and my wife are not getting along very well. And I said, and how long has this been going on? He looked at me and said, about 6 months. I said, you know, isn't that amazing that in the 6 months when you and your wife can't get along, your 3 daughters started getting sick? He said, you don't think there's a relation? I said, no, I don't think there is. I know there is. I said, I've seen God do this over and over and over. And of course, I always go back to this one in David. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Because David committed adultery with Bathsheba. It says, and the Lord struck the little child with sickness and it died in 1 week. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
It didn't say the devil did it, did it?
No.
It said God did it. He's in control, total control. So I told him, I said, I'll tell you what, I'm not even going to pray for you. I said, do you want those girls to be well? He said, of course I do. He said, they struggle and can't breathe and they're having all kinds of trouble. I said, it's going to get worse until they die. He said, so what do I need to do? I said, you need to repent right here before God and tell God how sorry you are that you have not been getting along with your wife, because God told you to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Is that what he said? Is that how a man's supposed to love his wife?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.